Meet your little friends and I might drive you around the bend. But I'm sure it's crazy kids will work it out in the end. I might kiss you on the lips despite your nose, but I guess that's how it goes. Let's keep falling in love with our strange bedfellows.
This one was a little bit too sexy, wasn't it?
This is pretty sexy.
Yeah.
Alicia... Well, I guess sort of in keeping with Alicia's tradition, we should probably come in pretty hot and heavy. So
yeah, let's just start hot and heavy because that's what
Jack,
she does. Yeah,
I'm looking at you on Zoom right now. I'm seeing those big, beautiful globes of yours.
Yeah,
those big, beautiful, firm, round globes of yours.
Yes,
and I can't wait to get a taste of those.
Yes,
and I would love to have those big, beautiful, firm, round globes all over me.
Yes, and I'm looking at your big, beautiful, firm, round globes as well, and yep, and you're widening them for me behind those glasses, and I would like to, they're heavier on the top, I'm noticing.
Yeah, I didn't get a lot of sleep last night.
Yeah, they're heavier on the top, so yeah. I'm going to have to cup them in a very specific way in order to really kind of barrel them down right through the, what do they call the nipple of the eye? I think that's it, right?
I think
right
it's just in those eye nipples. Eye nipple.
Yeah.
Alicia Rye wrote this week's book.
She did. She sure did.
It's called Hate to Want You from the Forbidden Hearts.
Yeah.
Whew.
Catalog. Hate to Want You. Wow.
It's a bit sexier.
It's a little bit sexier than we're used to.
A little less fun, but still very good.
I'm worried about the two prude dudes this week. I don't know if the two prude dudes are going to...
Oh, geez.
There's a point where like they're going to have become overloaded, you know?
I listen to these books on audiobooks.
Yeah.
So there's times where it's like, I'm doing something and listening to this book, and it's like very vivid.
Yeah.
But Alicia comes out of the gate swinging.
She comes out of the gate swinging with this
chapter
stuff.
Chapter one. The main character, Nicholas, is spying on his ex-girlfriend, Livy. Mm-hmm. And she says, this is literally two pages in.
Please be careful with the words you use.
Livy paused in profile, backlit by fluorescent lights, and gathered the mass of her hair up on her head.
Her back arched, full breasts lifting.
He knew exactly how those firm globes felt in his hand. And I'm like...
Right out of the fucking
gate. Is he talking about her eyes?
He's talking about her eyes, yeah.
Yeah.
But in a very provocative way.
The point where her light brown skin faded into a paler color untouched by the sun. The taste of her small, tight nipples in his mouth.
And that's eye
he
nipples, and
them,
you shouldn't do that.
Rolled
okay,
them
that's
between
enough.
His
that's
thumb
enough.
And forefinger.
Stop it. Please stop it.
That's the second page.
Yeah.
He's talking about rubbing her firm globe eyeballs in his hands and...
Yeah.
Between his thumb and forefinger.
Nobody likes that.
Sucking on him.
Nobody likes that.
Alicia!
Alicia, please! We barely know each other.
I know. So saucy, so
Goodness.
Scandalous.
It was so saucy and so scandalous.
Mm.
And I'm a professional.
Do you want to describe the book?
Yeah, I guess you did it last week, right?
Uh-huh. Well, and I also just did it. I came in pretty high. And I'm going to carry you this week because you have no notes.
Yeah, I had no notes. I had to cram this one all the way down my yum hole this week.
I talked to Jack. Sexpots. I'm unemployed.
And that's not
now.
What we call you, but it's
no.
Right now it's what we have to call you until we figure out what it is. So don't worry.
I'm willfully unemployed now.
Yeah.
I quit my job and
congratulations.
I called Jack today at I'm going to say what 2 p.m.
Yeah, 2 p.m. Yeah, you gave me a call. This is Sexpots. This is a new thing. Tanner just fucking text me in the middle of the day. It was like, hey, can we talk on the phone? It's like, okay, this is day one of Tanner not having a job. It's good. I liked it. I was into it. I was like, sure, man.
I was getting shit done.
Let's fucking chat on the telephone.
Yeah, I was just setting up our live show in October.
That never happened.
Which I guess by the time this comes out, we'll be in like a couple weeks.
Oh,
so
God,
hopefully you have your ticket.
Shit, fuck.
I called you at 2 p.m. to talk biz, and you hadn't started the book yet and didn't sound like you were in any rush to start it. And I questioned you at the time. I was like, you're quite a fast reader, huh? And you were like, no.
No.
I was like, okay.
I started the book at 3 p.m. and I finished it today at 7 p.m. Just as we were sitting down to record.
Yep.
So it took me 4 hours to read it, and that it was very sexy.
Yeah.
But I don't. As a result, I don't have a lot of notes. We can start. We'll start with something a little light. Here's a note.
Okay.
Something a little
light.
Is it
describing the book?
No.
Okay.
This is what Alicia says. It's Alicia Rye. It's called Hate to Want You, Forbidden Hearts. Hate to Want You. And you'll figure out why. Because he hates to want her. And yeah. I think she hates to want him. It's a real problem.
They hate to want one another.
Yeah, they hate to want one another. Right. You know what? You know how sometimes when you hate to want somebody and then they hate to want you?
You know what I hate to want?
What?
Skittles. Right.
And that's true of this book, too.
Yeah. Nicholas, the main character, doesn't. He hates to want candy.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to talk about it. That's one of my notes. But here's the note. Here's how the book begins. It begins with a little dedication from Alicia. She doesn't start with the globes. I mean, she comes right out
she
of the gate.
She talks about
the globes.
Globes a lot.
Yeah.
But globes come up many times.
And we like this one, we should say. It's fun. It was great. It was a good book. Yeah.
I'm going to say it was my, not counting the Regency books.
Yeah.
Because the Regency books are all
I just love the Regency books, yeah.
This is my favorite book after the Regency
It was
books.
Really good. Yeah, it was very good. I recommend it. But here's
it's
what
not
Alicia
fun.
Says.
It's not fun and silly.
It's not fun and silly.
It's sexy.
It's very sexy. It's steamy.
Yeah, it's steamy.
And it's business.
Yeah, it's all about the cutthroat world of managing business. A grocery chain.
Well, but yeah. Here's what Alicia says to open the book. Yes, you, reader. I'm not sure why she says that.
Me?
I think it's because it's implied that she's thanking us, because she thanks some other people. Like
she's thinking of us while she's writing this? Jesus.
Yeah. Yes, you, reader. If this is the first book of mine you're picking up, whoa. If it's the second or the fifth or 11th, whoa. I'm thrilled and so grateful.
Has she written 11 books?
I don't know. I assume so. Otherwise she should say, if it's the 11th, I'm surprised. How did you do that? What are you from the future?
How did you travel to the future?
Thank you for giving me your time. You're welcome. It was 4 hours, by the way.
Yeah, it was.
And at my rates,
6 hours.
That's pretty expensive, actually.
Oh, yeah. Mine too, actually.
Because I honestly don't know what I'd do if I couldn't write romances for you.
My rate is higher than Jack's, by the way.
You don't know that. You don't know what my rate is.
Well, I told you mine one time, and you were like, so I assume that mine is higher than yours.
Yeah, I guess.
Because I value my time more than Jack does.
Yeah. You know? If you want to hire Tanner, it's
you got to earn it.
I come cheaper.
Yeah. And Jack is more talented, so you're really getting a better deal with Jack.
Really depends on what you're asking for.
I don't know. I'd say writing and humor. You're probably better at.
Yeah.
I'm probably better at Diablo 2.
Listen. But Tanner's more expensive.
Yeah.
Because I honestly don't know what I'd do if I couldn't write romances for you. I'd probably be herding goats. And I don't know a thing about goats.
Oh, I know a lot about goats.
But I was just going to say before we dive into this that it's really lucky we are reading this novel.
Oh, yeah. It is lucky because we could be like, you know, using bespoke like goat soaps from like my farms.
Yeah,
because you know?
She'd be herding goats, and but she doesn't know shit about it.
We don't have a podcast about bespoke goat soaps, so
not yet.
I'm on Alicia Rye's Wikipedia page right now.
Okay, perfect.
Alicia Rye is an American author of contemporary erotic and paranormal romance novels.
What? So there's ghosts in this, and the ghosts in this book are so scary and ghostly that we didn't even notice them.
Yeah, you couldn't even. They were floating around in the infernal plane.
Wow, and that's a segment. I have it in my template for my notes every week as a little placeholder for where does this novel stand on the spectral realm.
Yeah,
and I erased that section in my notes.
Because we just never hit it.
Because we haven't hit it in a while. But it sounds like this one, it's buried deep. There's ghosts in the book.
You could feel it though, couldn't you?
Oh, you could feel it. Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of death in this book.
Yeah, there's a lot of death.
If one of us would bother describing the book.
Okay, who's doing it this week?
You.
Okay, because you did it last week, right?
Yeah. Okay, I think her brother might be a fire elemental.
Alicia's?
No.
In the book.
Libby's.
Let's describe it.
Jacob? Is that his name?
Paul.
No, the other one. The one
Jackson.
Who burned down. Jackson.
Yeah, I'll describe it. Give me 90 seconds and I'll describe it so people know what you're talking about.
Okay, ready? 90 second timer. On your mark. Get set.
The scene, Rockville, but New York. Kind, not Maryland kind. And okay. Guess what? Who's back? It's Livy. She's back. She's been traveling the world, and she's opening a tattoo parlor. And who's stalking her? It's Nicholas. And she texts him, and she's like, hey, I can see that you're stalking me. And they haven't seen each other in 2 years. But they do see each other once every year on her birthday, it turns out, later. And it's for sexual reasons. And they do have a standing engagement on her birthday every year to have relations of the sexual kind and variety, and they're quite graphic. And why that? Well, because they used to date, and it seemed like they really liked each other, but they suddenly had to break up. Why did they have to break up? Well, it's all tied up in the fact that their families, like their grandparents, her grandpa and his grandpa went into business back in the old days to start a grocery chain that eventually became $1 million level successful. Wow, that's awesome. But then shit went really south some years later when her dad and his mom died in a fucking car crash together. Maybe they were cheating. It's actually never...
no one knows.
No one fucking knows. And
you're
then
almost out of time.
And then his dad, who runs a grocery chain, forbade them from dating. And then, then they do get back together.
Yeah, she's back.
Yeah.
Because her mom is ailing and they get
but
back
together. But the thing, the driving force of this novel is this, like, arrangement they have.
Beep, 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 beep. You're out of time.
Okay. I thought I already was. That's the thing.
No. Well, I told you you were almost out of time when you had 24 seconds.
You're very distracting. You're worse at being the guy who doesn't describe the books than I am. I'm very helpful. I give you a countdown. I always put my hands up and count down when you have 10 seconds left.
I was helping you.
No, you're just talking at me. It makes it hard to
engaging in dialogue, you know?
Yeah, and that's exactly
what it is. It's a podcast, Jack. This is what it's God, and this is why my rates are higher than yours, you know?
Okay.
Doesn't even know how to podcast, this guy. He's like, oh, I'm going to talk. What is this, hardcore history? You're
Forget
out here,
it.
Like.
Yeah, it's hardcore. It
just
is.
Monologuing.
Hardcore. It is hardcore.
It is hardcore.
It's really
I think
sexy.
I figured out while you were talking and I was not paying attention because I was thinking about how this might be a paranormal novel, and I think I figured it out. It's this guy. He's always going after her globes, her eyeballs.
Right, and that's pretty ghostly.
He wants to take the eyeballs out of her head and have them and squeeze them because they're firm, and it sounds like eat them.
Yeah, and that's
rub
pretty...
them against his finger. His
he rubs them... He rubs them.
Did you want me to read the passages? Here, let's look it up.
Please globes. Be careful. Tell us about the globes.
Globes. Okay, I read the first one.
Yeah.
It's pretty spicy.
There's more globes.
She turned and walked away, and his gaze dropped to her bottom. Bottom of her feet? She gained weight since he last saw her.
I mean, a person's bottom is their heel, right?
The bottom of their feet, right?
Yeah.
She gained weight since he last seen her, and it looked good on her, making her ass even more clutchable. He curled his fingers, remembering how those round globes felt when she was riding him. So, I guess he had his... I don't know. That's
they were doing a horsey ride, and he reached back and grabbed her eyeballs.
Yeah. didn't know what bar she'd been in, but he imagined her seated in some dingy, smoke-filled dive, anonymous bastard salivating over her tight body. Fuck. Okay. All it would have taken is one shimmy, and everyone could have gotten a free show. These tempting round globes exposed
the globes
for them
again.
Behind silly scraps of fabric she'd put over them.
Yeah, in this world, people cover their eyeballs.
Yeah,
it's like
cover their eye holes. Yeah, because there's all these eye snatchers.
Isn't that what Bird Box is about?
Yeah, this exists. This takes place in the Bird Box universe.
Everybody's covering up their globes.
And that's why it's paranormal.
Yeah.
She doesn't hit it very hard. You have to look for it, but it's there.
It's
if
there.
If you know where to look, it's there.
Interesting. We're learning a lot. It takes place in the Bird Box universe.
Yeah. Nicholas is an eye snatcher.
Did I cover the plot well enough? That's mostly it. So the main thing to take away is there are two main things to take away. One, Nicholas is... Dad is a very mean man, and he's
like... Yes, Brendan Chandler. He's a very serious businessman, and he runs a grocery store chain, okay?
That's not a dad's name. It took me a while. I kept having to go back and be like, wait, what's their relationship? Because he calls him Brendan. There's literally never in the history of the world has a dad been called Brendan.
And there's no one right now over the age of 32.
Yeah. No one has a
no,
dad
not even 32,
co-branded.
Because 32-year-olds could be dads.
Yeah.
18.
Yeah. No one over the age of 18.
And I know
co-branded.
There could be eight people over the age of 18.
Sure,
dads,
but it's the exception that proves the rule.
Right, exactly.
So that's
yeah,
like,
it was confusing.
That's how I knew that this book wasn't a documentary.
You want to workshop it for Alicia?
A dad name?
Yeah.
George.
Because I think the thing about these romance novels, we haven't read a sequel yet.
Yeah.
Maybe we're due for one.
Yeah, this one has a sequel that's called, like, Want to Hate You.
Yeah. But the thing about romance sequels is they focus on another character often. So it's like some character right. that's in this book.
I think it's
like going to
be Jackson.
Yeah, like Jackson.
She's got a brother. She's got a twin brother.
Fire Elemental brother.
Oh, yeah. And you know what else? Here, tell me if this it makes sense with what Fire Elementals do. Here's the passage that describes Jackson. Ready?
Yep.
Livy almost had her key in the door when a creak had her straightening, body going alert. A large shadow separated. So he's like he's disappeared for years, ever since like the death, the car accident. And he's her twin. A large shadow separated from the rickety chair on the porch, and she took a step back. The shadow spoke. That's ghosts.
Oh, that's ghosts. Well, he's a living shadow? It's probably yeah. when it's smoke form.
It's me, Livs. Me who? Realization struck, and she took another step back, this time out of shock. No one called her Livs except Jackson. Jackson, she whispered. The hulking man stepped into the thin circle of light cast by the porch lamp. She and Jackson shared the same eyes and lips, but otherwise no one would know they were siblings.
It's like the,
let alone
it's like the
twins.
Fates.
It's like the gray eye.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we've had this conversation before.
They're always passing
you think
them
it's from the Disney
forth.
Movie Hercules.
Hercules, yeah.
I think whenever we have the conversation, I've never seen the movie, so I don't know where you're wrong, but someone corrects you. Because
who
you're
does?
Wrong about that. You're wrong about what it is that they are. I don't want to get into it.
What are you talking about?
I don't want to get into
it. I am absolutely correct.
Please. But the gray eye, for people who know their myth, the gray eye do share an eye between them. They're three old crones. And in this case, it looks like this fire elemental, Jackson, shares the eyes and lips.
Oh, Jesus. I don't know which of these sex pots is coming after me on this Hercules knowledge. Keep in mind, I'm not even sure I've ever seen Hercules. But I just Googled it, and I am right.
You're right. Okay, fine. So, but they share the same eyes and lips, and that's the globes
eat a
again.
Turd.
They're sharing globes in this novel.
They're sharing globes, and yeah. that's you.
You
that's
just
got to
grab globes. That's why they're always grabbing each other's globes, because there's not
and
enough
Alicia
to go around.
Alicia stole this from us, but we stole it from Patrick Rothfuss, but yes, Jackson does know her true name and can command her.
Okay, yeah, because he knows her name is Livs.
Livs, yeah.
Yeah.
She lives.
I do a workout called Live to Fail.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
It's working.
Every day. Thank you.
Because you're a failure.
Yeah. I walked into that.
Yeah. What were we saying? Oh, yeah. It's so sequel novels.
Sequels, yeah.
The dad will... I'm shooting way back.
Yeah,
The dad will be the romantic interest. Widower.
Yeah,
needs to find
he's
new
so
love.
Bitter in this. He's so bitter.
Yeah, his heart, his icy heart, will melt in a what was the guy in Jane Eyre called again? Mr. Darcy.
Rochester.
Rochester.
Yeah.
Rochester
is the name of Mr. Darcy in Jane Eyre. Yeah.
Yeah. His icy heart will melt, and this man will find love, and this man's name is dad
Brendan.
Name.
Oh,
No.
George.
Brendan's not right. George is kind of in vogue again, though, now. I think a lot of people are naming their young sons George and Henry and stuff.
Cyril.
What about, like, did you say Cyril?
Cyril.
Cyril's not bad because you get some, like, cross promo. Like, people are looking up Cyril on
Google. Oh, you could do,
Google.
Like, Magic Spoon.
Magic Spoon's really good. Yeah. Like new peanut butter cup flavored.
Well, so wait, what are we looking for? What do you want? So you think something like Rochester for a
something
dad
like that. Yeah. Maybe not quite so Regency-y, but now it's just two men thinking of names. I don't know if that's interesting audio.
What about...
Or we can just come up with one of our signature names. His name could be like...
What's a dadly name? A dadly name from what? Like the from our dad's time, from the 40s or 50s.
Oh, like Oral.
Oral is good. And it's good for a romance
name. A romance name.
Yeah.
Oral Everyone was like good. Named Oral back in the day.
Everyone was named Oral back in the days, yeah.
Oral's not bad. Let's just say his name's Oral.
Oral, and it's Oral. And yes, thank you. And he's bad, and that's the main thing you need to know. And then the second main thing you need to know is that they have this arrangement where it's like they haven't – you got to suspend your disbelief a little bit. They haven't figured out that, like, the fact that they, like, hump each other every year on her birthday means that they have unresolved feelings for each other. They're both just like, yeah, this is, like, just the arrangement.
Right. They were dating and they were childhood sweethearts, and then
all this bullshit happened where like their parents had an affair or killed each other. Oh, and then importantly, it was then felt that like her side of the family got screwed out of the stock options for the grocery chain. And this is why it's a business book.
Oral approached Nicholas's mother and bought
in her
out
grief and bought her out.
Yeah, in like days after the death of her
husband.
And didn't
give her enough. Yeah.
Yeah. So now they're like poor, and Nicholas and the Chandler family are still rich, successful.
It sounds like they're actually fine, but Nicholas and the Chandler family are very well off.
You want to do a segment?
Yeah, I'd love that.
It's kind of a new, I want to introduce a new segment.
Ugh, I'd love that.
We have Two Prude Dudes,
Two Prude Dudes
segment in which we take a
sexy scene and we make it
scene?
Something that everybody can enjoy.
Sanitize it. Yeah. There's a passage in this book that they're sort of looking for a way to sanitize something. And I wanted to introduce a new segment called Two Prude Branding Consultants.
Okay, perfect.
And my name is Tanner. I'm a branding consultant. My rate is higher than Jack's.
Yeah.
And Jack?
Yeah, my name is Jack. I'm a branding consultant. You'll get better work from me. I think both of us would agree that. But my rate is
but you won't
significantly
pay as much
lower.
For it.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Let me read the passage here, and we'll kind of work with Livy Kai here.
Yeah. Okay. Livy Kane is her name, and Livy is the name of the heroine of this novel. She's
Livy Kane.
She's a tattooist.
Nicholas
we should
Chandler.
Say we haven't
she's
said
a tattooist.
That. She's a tattooist.
Running through my head, all the things you said.
Yeah, and if you don't get it, then I can't help you. And in fact, no, if you don't get it, that's good.
That's good. You don't want to get it. She traced her free hand over the indentations at his groin.
Okay, this is a little too sexy, but yeah. Oh, okay, yeah.
I never know what to call these dips right here. One of my friends said they were cum gutters.
What? Yeah. Did she say that?
That's what
she says in this.
Livy Kane says.
She can't even own it herself.
One of my
She's
friends.
Like, oh, yeah,
one of my
cousin's friends.
Disgusting friends.
Yeah, just fucking own it, Livy.
So okay. I thought we could maybe workshop that.
Yeah.
Figure out what they're called. Should I pull mine out?
I actually don't need you to know. It's fine. I know what you're talking about. No, I know what you're talking. I do know what you're talking. Tanner's shown me. He's shown me. Yeah. Thank you.
I don't have those.
So what? So it's.
I have
a
belly.
No, I saw you got him. You got a
no way.
Yeah, no, I saw it, man. Don't sell yourself short.
No, that's just your crotch. I think you got to be pretty ripped up to have those.
No, I saw yours, man. Listen. The moral of this novel, Tanner. The
that's
moral.
Just, that's pure flesh. Look
listen
at that.
To me. I saw it. I swear
that's
to God.
That's a
I can see the shadow.
Of flesh.
I'm telling you. Listen. The moral of this novel. You deserve compassion. That's what she keeps saying to herself over again.
You have to love yourself before anyone
and
else.
And that's what
love
I'm
you.
Giving you right now. I saw your cum gutter.
Thank you.
When you exposed your belly to me, it wasn't just belly.
There was a lot of belly, but it was also.
But
I guess
it's a line
a little,
that begins at the belly.
A little dimple. Maybe that's what we call them.
No.
Like dimples. Like dick
front
dimples.
Front dimples.
Well, your face dimples are on your front too, though. So that would be confusing.
Yeah. Bottom dimples.
Well, that doesn't make any sense because it's not on
front
your bottom,
bottom
of your
dimples.
Feet. It's not on the bottom of your feet.
Okay, let's.
We
find
just established
good.
Earlier this episode that someone's bottom means their heels.
Yeah, you're right. Thigh guys.
Thigh guys. That's good, and they could like try different fruit foods from around the world and like.
Yeah, like the thigh guys.
Pretend to be pregnant.
It was a popular YouTube channel in the late aughts. I think
they're still incredibly popular.
I think that something with thigh is good. Well, let's talk about...
Well, nowhere near your thighs is the problem. It's on your lower torso.
It's on your lower torso. So just to I think what we're talking about is the part where your legs begin.
No, you're so bad at this, man. No wonder you thought I had them. You don't even know what you're talking about.
It's where your legs begin.
Cum gutters. Ugh. I just hate it even typing it. See, Jack? Yeah.
What?
I do not have these things. Look at this. Copy image, paste. That is just a lot of big dicks. If you search for the phrase cum gutters on Google and go to image search, there's just dicks everywhere.
I wonder why. Okay, you sent me a photo. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
That's it's nowhere near your thigh. It's like your belly. Okay, they're parallel to your belly button.
We have to say what it is.
It's
where your legs
I guess
begin.
It is where it's like the it is the top
here,
of your
I'll
legs.
Tell you this.
If one were a Ken doll,
yeah,
it would be like where the ball joint.
I was going to say He-Man. If you bought a He-Man doll and one of its legs came out, and you pulled off one of his legs, the place where his legs, it's like the underwear line, kind of.
Right.
The place where his legs come out is this. So what about leg end?
Leg end?
Yeah. And then it's like legend.
Oh, that's good. That's not bad. That's pretty good.
It's a leg end.
Yeah, though I like guess, leg end.
I think leg end is good. Though we would all have to agree that legs
then again, heel,
legs
feet are
begin
also
at
leg
your
end.
Bottom, right? Do legs begin at the bottom, at your heel?
Yeah, heel is also a leg end. So we're going to have to modify leg end in some
leg
way.
Top.
Top leg. Yeah, leg top is good.
Leg top.
Stick top. Well, leg is not very... Leg feels a little clinical.
Yeah, so what's a sexy word, a nice word for leg?
Let's look up slang for...
How to say leg.
Sexy.
Real nice.
Leg.
How to say leg to your partner.
Here we go. Slang for sexy legs. I didn't say legs. I said leg. Slegs.
Excuse me?
Bling bling legs. This is a terrible...
someone like did their fucking best to solve your problem, but they didn't know any better than we did. They're like, bling bling legs.
Gams, getaway Gams. Sticks, pegs,
getaway sticks.
Pins. Oh, slegs is just sexy legs.
Stems. Pin tops is pretty good.
Pin tops is nice. Ooh,
pin tops
kind of pin that tops. Works for me.
Yeah, I like that. Oh, what about pinhead? Pinhead.
Pinhead is great because it's the head of your leg, right?
It's the head of your leg. Pinhead.
Right. It's
and
pinhead.
It opens you up to a world of infinite pleasure and pain, just like Pinhead.
Oh, and that's what they're doing in the book.
That's what they're doing in the
She's
book.
She's like massaging his pinheads.
Yeah, that's great. And we're not going to get better than that.
Pinhead. That's good. Yeah. That's good. Pinheads.
And that's why, honestly, whether you're paying the higher rate for Tanner...
Yeah.
Or the lower rate for the better product for me,
right.
It's fucking worth it.
Yeah. We're a team, you know? Yeah. I push Jack to be better, and that's why I get paid more.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
This has been two Prude branding consultants. I've been branding consultant Tanner.
And I'm Green branding consultant Jack.
Yeah. Thank you for coming to our studio.
Our seminar.
Yeah. Can I get you a champagne or coffee?
Yep.
Anything?
We got bagels.
Bagels, yeah.
Yeah, we got bagels. The everything bagels ran out, but we got that one that's got like salt on it for some reason.
Yeah, it's big chunks of salt.
Big chunks of salt on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my new segment. I'll look for more opportunities to do that in the future.
I enjoyed that. Should we take a break?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, let's take a quick break. I'm going to replenish my wine.
Okay.
And I'll see you in a minute.
I'm going to get some Skittles.
Okay. And now, a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp. Hey, everybody. It's Evil Jack here, and I have some bad news to share, which is that the evil BetterHelp competitor that Evil Tanner and I started, WetterHelp, which offers all the same services as BetterHelp, except 100% soggier, is going under, both literally and figuratively. Unfortunately, a lot of the therapists we tried to work with, despite being licensed counselors who you would expect to be some of the most understanding people in the world, were actually extremely rude and unforgiving about how damp their contracts were when it came time to sign, and a lot of our clients expressed a surprising amount of dissatisfaction with their sessions, despite the fact that we went above and beyond to ensure that each interaction was as quaggy, mushy, squelchy, moist, and waterlogged as we could manage within the constraints of a small business. Also, our offices are sinking. All of this is, of course, causing me and Evil Tanner a good deal of stress, anxiety, grief, LGBT matters, and self-esteem, which means that we are going to have to make use of some of the many licensed therapists at BetterHelp, despite the fact that they don't have a 100% moistness guarantee, and their counselors insist on conducting some of the most bone-dry therapy sessions you could imagine. If you're thinking of starting therapy, you should definitely give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and it's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. At the moment, we are sadly unable to offer you the squelchy, sopping alternative that WetterHelp was really starting to be known for, so I guess you're just going to have to do it the old-fashioned way and call your therapist from the shower, or ideally, some kind of bog. If you've got some things you really want to get off your chest, just fill out a brief questionnaire at BetterHelp to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. But if you want the soaking of a lifetime, well, I guess you're just going to have to stand next to a puddle and wait for a bus to drive by, because apparently there's no room in this country for entrepreneurs anymore. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/bedfellows today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/bedfellows.
Me?
Yeah, it's you. We talked about it.
I thought you were going to bring us in because you said, I'll bring us in.
No, I didn't. I actually didn't.
You did. And then I said, well, let me workshop this bit with you. And you're like, okay. And then we workshopped it.
Yeah.
And then now we're here.
Yep, perfect.
So, Jack, each week I listen to these books on tape.
Yep.
Which frees me up to kind of live my life, do my thing, play my Pokemon.
I should do that.
Yeah.
I don't know why I do it the way I do it. Because they're long. They're longer than the Babysitter's Club books. It takes me 4 hours long. To read one.
Yeah, they're long.
Yeah.
This is a little bit dead talk.
Okay.
My son, Miles, is allergy prone.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a lot of interesting allergies, food allergies. He's allergic to sesame. I probably shouldn't announce this because if any of his enemies are listening, they might use it against him.
Yeah.
But one of the things he is allergic to is dairy.
Yeah.
There's a certain protein in dairy that he can't process, and it mm-hmm. makes him sick and always has.
Mm-hmm.
But he went to the allergist a few months ago. They told us that he did a skin test, like a scratch test, and his dairy allergy is gone.
Oh, good.
So they wanted to schedule a tasting. I don't know what you call it. But essentially, he goes to the doctor's office. He sits there for 4 hours and tries varying levels of dairy milk and cheese.
Okay.
Under doctor's supervision.
Is your doctor's office brought to you by Baby Bell?
Listen, like, it would be so much easier
we're gonna have
if
a tasting for your child. We're really invested in figuring out a way to get this child to eat cheese. It's pretty important to us as a practice.
It's a doctor supervised cheese tasting.
Yeah,
and he went and they sat him down and he was sitting in his stroller and they gave him a piece of cheese.
Yeah,
I was in there. My wife was there.
Yeah.
And she said that he ate one piece of cheese and threw up his breakfast all over himself.
Okay.
So,
classic.
Dairy allergy still going strong.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have to see, unless he's like indoctrinated by you
it
and
could
your
be just
people.
For me.
And he's just like,
because that's, I would do that, but it would be like punk, you know?
Yeah. You'd have like a camera crew there.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
See?
See? Yeah.
So he still has a food allergy, but then my wife came home, dropped him off at school,
mm-hmm.
said, here, he's your problem.
Yep.
And then came home and said to me, mm-hmm. there's a stroller mm-hmm. in the car mm-hmm. that's covered in barf.
Yep.
Could you take care of that?
Perfect.
I said, yeah, no
problem.
It's
a man's job.
Yeah, that's daddy's job. So I popped on my headphones.
Yeah.
Threw on Hate to Want You, Forbidden Hearts by Alicia Rye.
The hottest track.
And went out to the driveway where Miles's stroller was, mm-hmm. covered in barf. with a brush and some soap and a hose and just got to work, you know, doing an honest day's work.
Yeah.
And while I was doing it, I was listening to this book, and I got to the following passage.
And so this is a segment.
Yeah, sorry. It's a segment. I was going to kind of introduce it afterwards.
Okay, that's fine.
And we can kind of come back to it in the future if it ever strikes us to do so.
Yeah.
But she moaned around his cock. Okay. And he groaned in return.
Did she moan?
His hips.
Around it?
She moaned around his...
Okay. Don't say it again.
Cock.
Yeah.
And he groaned in return, his hips picking up speed, working in tandem with his hands on her head.
Okay.
He was full on...
Excuse me? Okay. Don't say... Please don't say what I think you're going to say.
Her face now.
Okay.
But just when he grew worried that he should slow down, he noticed her arm shifting. Okay. Are you... fucking yourself,
okay.
He said.
Jesus.
So, this is a segment I like to call Welcome to My Red Room, and it's where... we kind of explore what we're doing and where we are.
Yeah, when we...
when we read the...
dirtiest.
The most, like, the dirtiest, most upsettingly sexual passage in any of these books. And this week, I was in the driveway, hosing off barf off of a stroller.
That's beautiful.
That was my red room this week.
And this
what was your red room this week?
Dad talk.
This has been dad talk. I imagine your red room was your...
my red room was sitting in my office because I'm a professional.
Yeah.
And I read
That's always going to be what your red room is,
yeah,
isn't it?
I was just sitting in my swivel chair.
You're just going to have to call it your red room now, not your office.
Yeah.
Honey, I'll be in the red room.
I'll be in the red room, yeah.
Taking a call.
Yeah.
Great.
Good. Good segment.
Do you want to do the segment that you proposed doing during break?
Well, let me read you this. I'm going to read you three passages real fast in quick succession and tell me what Alicia's trying to tell us here. Ready? Passage number one.
Yes.
Gabe's green eyes warmed despite his outwardly physically intimidating appearance. The tattooed lumberjack was and always had been a pussycat. This is a guy who works at the tattoo shop. You okay closing up?
Yep.
Got a hot date? He winked. The move devastating. Or at least it would be if her body could seem to want anyone other than one particular terrible for her guy.
So much eye stuff.
Only with my remote control. Want to join me? Okay, that's passage number one. Ready? Passage number two. Anger twisted Jackson's face, and he took a few giant steps toward him. Nicholas held his ground. He might not have the younger man's brawn, but he wasn't about to be pushed around by some criminal. Alleged criminal.
Is that an internal monologue?
It's Alicia saying that. And Jackson did an arson after the bad deal happened.
Well, he can't help himself. He's a fire elemental.
He's a fire elemental. There it is, Jackson sneered. You're nothing but a fucking robot in a suit. You never cared about Libby more than you cared about the fucking business. I was the one who had to hold
fucking
her
business
after you broke her heart. Okay, here's passage number three. I hope you're paying very close attention because I'm going to ask you to draw some
inferences.
The
fucking business.
Okay. Passage number three. Nicholas shoved his salad...
I'm in the fucking business.
Yeah.
I'm in the fucking business.
I'm in the fucking
business. And business is good.
Nicholas shoved his salad aside and perused the platter of dessert. No cannoli, but there were chocolate chip cookies. He picked up two and placed them on a napkin. He took a big bite of one, aware his entire family was watching him like hawks. I told you, I'm not a child. You're my child. Your child, not your robot. This magical land of not giving a fuck was pretty cool. Tanner, what's going on here?
How are these passages related?
Yeah.
First guy was dating a remote control.
Yeah.
Second one, I don't remember. Third one, he said something about a robot. Fourth one, he said something about a robot.
There were only three. And
okay.
Yeah.
They were all about robots.
Yeah. It's robots.
So people are, and that's more, is that paranormal?
I don't know what's paranormal.
Sort of science fiction.
But it's robots in the book. This book's got everything, man. It's got fucking Pinhead. It's got robots. It's got secret ghosts. I'm loving this stuff.
Can I hop on your surfboard and ride your wave with you for a second?
Please.
Because I can expand on this rich universe that Alicia Rye has made for us. Her fingers tunneled through his hair and tightened on his scalp, and he bit her lower lip, trying not to leave a mark.
They're constantly licking each other's lips in these
books. I know, it's weird. And sucking one another's tongues.
It's very weird.
His hands slid down her back under her skirt. The thong she wore gave him complete access to her round flesh.
Okay.
And it overflowed his palms. Her touch ghosted over his chest, his stomach, to the fastening of his pants.
Okay.
A butterfly caress trailed over the thickness of his cock. So I think he's having sex with a butterfly.
It's a butterfly. It just sounds like a butterfly, doesn't it?
That's a butterfly caress trailed the thickness of his C word.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, once you've already said it.
Well, I felt bad for saying it so nonchalantly.
And it's that Ashton Kutcher movie, too.
So he's having sex with a butterfly. Yeah. The other guy's having sex with a robot.
Yeah.
Nicholas is a robot. So it's robots having sex with butterfly. It's like a fucking Motley Crue album cover over here.
It fucking rules. Good job, Alicia. Is that what the butterfly effect is about?
I think so. I haven't seen it,
but yeah.
I remember it came out on my birthday, whatever year that was.
Okay.
I was just like, oh, maybe I'll get all my friends to go see that with me.
And so that's your life is like this guy's life where he like has this like sensual
2004
experience with the one who got away every year on her birthday, and every year on your birthday you try to convince someone to watch the butterfly.
Maybe this is the year. Maybe we finally do it this year, everyone. It came out the day before my birthday in 2004.
We're a couple of prude dudes, and we like to read these books, and we like to help you enjoy the books, but we know that a lot of you do listen to our podcast while you're having dinner with your family. So yes. This is a segment that we like to call Two Prude Dudes, where we read some of the more interesting scenes in the novel that you're definitely going to want to familiarize yourself with, but in a way that is going to work with your dinner plans and your family plans, and it's not going to be weird, and it's not going to be
we've been sexy. We're a few weeks ahead of you guys, but we're now have released a couple of episodes, and we've gotten some feedback, and I've read in the Baby Nation group probably going to have to rename.
We're going to call it Sex Pots. We'll get banned.
Call it Sex Pots. Zuckerberg's gonna be like, no, shutting this one down.
Misinformation that kills millions. Yes, calling a group sex pots. Absolutely not.
We've gotten some feedback that apparently a lot of people are listening to this in their cars with their windows down and need to hurriedly close their windows to avoid exposing their neighbors and friends to our
So people are
crude,
like
rude attitudes.
Are like rolling through the neighborhood, like,
right? So
and they've got the bass jacked up,
right?
And they're just blasting this, and they're embarrassing themselves in front of their neighbors.
And now you can all feel free to roll your windows back down, crank your stereo systems back up, because we are here as two prude dudes.
Yeah,
we're gonna sanitize this text and make it PG. Maybe PG-13.
Yeah.
I think you can show one nipple in a PG-13 movie.
Okay, well, let's see if we can get a nipple in here then.
I think the Thomas Crown Affair is PG-13, and that has nipples.
We want to do this within the rules. If you can show one nipple, we're going to try to get a nipple in here.
Yeah.
We're going to get a nipple in here.
It'll be more clinical than anything else. But
shall I read the shortest of the three passages that I've captured? Or do you have one in particular that you want to cover?
I didn't capture one, but it's almost like... It would be easier to find a passage in this book that is not a graphic.
It's so dirty. And normally, I guess...
It is filthy.
Romance novels still have stuff to teach me, I guess. I've read like six of these. I was starting to feel like I was an old hand, an expert. And in my understanding, there's three...
You get one or
there's
two.
There's three sex scenes. There's one where they still hate each other.
Yes.
You do one where they still hate each other.
Yes.
And then you do one where they're clearly like falling for each other and realizing that they don't hate each other. But then there's a fight and then you have a final one.
Yeah.
But this was like, no, we're fucking and sucking all the way to the end.
Whole time. Yep. I don't know which one was the spiciest for you, I guess.
Well, they're also spicy. I've got a long one and I got a short one.
Let's go with the shorter one, I guess.
Okay, here we go. Ready?
Yeah.
Okay, there's so many dirty words in this book. I don't want to say any of them because people are like they've got the meal out. Everybody's
already
sat down to dinner.
Gotten given them permission to roll down their
they've
windows.
They've said grace, and they've opened the windows. They're like rolling through the neighborhood right now. People are like they're playing basketball.
Driving
and
by a
they're
school.
Like, oh, what's this? Yeah. So we're not going to say any of the words. He dipped his head and buried his face against her neck.
Fine.
No, it's you, vanilla and sweetness.
Huh?
That's what he says to her. She smells like vanilla throughout this. I don't know what's going on with her.
Oh, it's Marcy's playground.
Yeah. His big fingers.
I smell vanilla and...
Can we say that? You want to say big fingers?
Oh, wait. Say it again. I was saying Marcy's playground.
His big fingers.
But what's the context?
I just don't think we should say big fingers.
Okay. You think that's already a little bit too provocative.
Yeah.
Big fingers. You could say, like...
Chicken
enormous
fingers.
Digits. Oh, chicken fingers is good. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
His chicken fingers quickly manipulated the shirt.
Doesn't make any sense, but at least it's not... rude.
Opening her to his touch.
Opening...
His chicken fingers fell on her shirt.
Opening her to his packet of hot mustard sauce.
Because
it's chicken
while
fingers.
His normal fingers opened a packet of hot mustard sauce. His chicken fingers fell on her shirt while his normal fingers opened a packet of hot mustard sauce.
Yes, he's eating.
His hand went to her, and then it says a word that means globes. Eyeballs, it's fine.
Yeah, eyeballs.
Fondling the... fondling is not great. His hand went to...
I mean, it depends.
Her eyeballs.
Fondling her corneas? I think that's...
Fondling her corneas.
Really sexual about that.
Coaxing the eye nipples, and that's fine. That's like pupils.
That's fine. That's clinical.
To tight, rigid points. Yeah. He's constantly doing this in this novel. He will not stop doing this.
Yeah. It's like he just figured out that it could happen.
It's like,
and he's still just fascinated by it. He's like, oh.
What?
Your eye nipples are enormous.
When she reached for his belt buckle, he leaned back, grabbed her wrists, and brought both hands above her head. Are we going to allow this? Where are they? They're at a McDonald's?
Yeah, they're at McDonald's.
Yeah. Okay. I'm not sure if you should be doing this in a McDonald's.
I worked at McDonald's as a teenager, and I think I saw far worse.
People would do this stuff.
People would do all sorts of crazy
stuff. Sharing chicken fingers and raising their hands, each other's hands above each other's heads.
Okay. What I didn't understand was people used to flash, women used to flash us all the time in the drive-thru.
Okay.
It's like, I don't, what does that accomplish?
Huh.
You know?
Welcome to my red room.
Well, yeah, welcome to my red room. It's this McDonald's drive-thru. I'll be in my bunk, you know?
That's from Firefly.
Another guy one time came through the drive-thru with a slaughtered pig. He had like a flatbed pickup truck, and he had like a slaughtered pig on the back of it.
Why?
Just to like gross people out, I guess. It was so weird. It's like, we're serving you that, guy. Like,
I hate it.
It's not that gross. You should see the grease traps, am I right?
I hate it.
Those are gross.
Yeah.
People are weird. People are weird in suburban Colorado to McDonald's employees.
We gotta get through this.
Yeah.
Let me, he whispered, and waited for her to nod. That seems fun. Okay. He kept her wrists up and away and stroked his fingers down over her stomach. This is getting bad.
Chicken fingers still, I guess.
Stroke the chicken fingers down over her stomach.
Because he dropped them on her shirt already.
Yeah. Smiling when her muscles tensed. That teasing touch slipped between her...
Slipped between her.
Remember, people are blasting this into the neighborhood right now.
What is something you have that something could slip between?
Like couch cushions?
Sure.
Slip between the couch cushions. He hissed a curse when he found them slippery and wet.
Oh, Chris, what's in her couch?
I think somebody probably peed on them. That actually happens on my couch a lot.
People pee on your chicken nuggets?
On my couch.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's a thing that happens when you're a dad and a cat owner.
Right.
People just pee on your fucking couch, man.
Yeah, and if you dropped a chicken finger down there, it would come out wet.
Yeah, it would come out wet.
Yeah.
Okay. He pressed his forehead against hers. So this isn't actually that dirty at all. He pressed his forehead against hers. His eyes trained on her face as she shivered and shook under his leisurely...
Air conditioner.
Yeah. So I think they've ordered McDonald's. To be clear, they've ordered McDonald's.
Yeah. They've ordered McDonald's.
Do they have chicken fingers at McDonald's? I'm a lifelong vegan, so...
I don't know. I haven't eaten at McDonald's.
I don't even know what that is.
Outside
I literally don't even know what that is. But anyway, whatever.
What, a chicken finger?
I don't know what it is. Because chickens don't have fingers.
Yeah, well, I think they do.
No, they don't.
I have eaten one before.
Think how weird that would be. I don't want to talk about it. It occurs to me that I actually don't even know what it is.
A chicken finger. It's just a big chicken nugget.
Okay. All right. Well, he's found one down in her couch cushion, and it's wet because the cat peed on it. Or the kid. Sometimes the kid does it, but like he won't tell you. It
could be both.
He won't fucking say.
And it's cold as hell in there because he's got this air conditioner that just like...
Cyril, the other day...
So effective.
I got so annoyed, and I got so annoyed that Sarah had to come and be like, hey, I'm going to take over now. I was like, I think I was trying to... I was doing some work. And Cyril walked into my office, and he was naked from the waist down. He was like, Dad, I need some new shorts.
That's how he talks now?
Yeah. He was like, hey, Dad, I need some new shorts. Like, he had his shirt on.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, what what happened with the
shorts?
Old ones? And he was like,
they're in the wind.
Come on, Dad. Stop harshing my mellow, man. I just need some new shorts. And I was like, look, I just need, like, I really need to know what happened with the old shorts. Anyway, right. I'm not going to get into the whole way that played out, but later I went to sit down to watch a movie after we put the kid to bed and the couch was wet.
With Pete.
Okay.
And your chicken nuggets were all wet, too.
Yeah. He pressed his forehead against hers, his eyes trained on her face as she shivered and shook under his leisurely air conditioner, we've decided. When she strained closer, he gave her a kiss. Are we going to allow that?
Gave her a
chicken
piss covered chicken nugget.
Okay, that seems fine. But his piss covered chicken nuggets were as shallow and teasing as the play of his fingers on her. Excuse me. As the play of his chicken fingers on her couch. Please, she gasped into his mouth.
The thing about this passage is Alicia's using a lot of very descriptive words to describe like one scene. It's like, let's get off the chicken fingers in the couch.
Yeah,
you know?
For
like,
God's sake.
Let's move on.
What's
economy
gonna happen?
Of words.
These guys
here,
have such
know?
An interesting history. They fuck each other on their damn birthdays every year for 10 years, and we're talking about this fucking couch?
He's spending like a fifth of this book talking about these chicken fingers in this couch.
Okay. Please, she gasped into his mouth. He drew away enough so he could speak, his breath puffing against her lips. Let's not have lips.
That's so cold in there.
Yeah, it's cold. Oh, it's because of the air conditioner.
It's like air conditioner.
Please what? Harder.
That's his. He's like chattering.
Hard. He circled her couch. I guess he's walking around it. He circled her couch and released her hands.
Okay, I don't know why he was holding her hands. I didn't really get into that.
Hold the. I'm just gonna do some work here myself, so I don't have to say it. Hold the door. Hold the door open for me. I guess he's leaving.
Okay.
Trembling, she slid her hand down the door itself until her fingers could slide over the doorknob, and she made a V of her fingers and then did indeed fully... Do you spread a doorknob? I think you would turn... I'll say twist
like open it.
Twisted the doorknob.
Open the door.
I
guess you could spread a door is like opening a door. Right?
Yeah, and she spread the door open.
Yeah.
I mean, no, that's actually... I feel like just veered into a metaphor. She turned the knob and opened the... Turning the knob
I think British people use knob as like penis. Let's forget the door.
Let's forget the door. Okay.
She turned...
He circled her couch and released her hands. Hold... So he's got to hold something open for me.
Hold... what would one hold
open? Book?
Hold your mouth open and I'll try to... throw this chicken nugget in there.
Okay, perfect. Trembling, she slid her hand down her face until her fingers could slide over her mouth. She made a V of her fingers and spread her lips. And that actually works.
Perfect.
Yep, that I didn't have to change anything. His hand left her for a second.
Churchill.
And then three fingers landed on the couch in a gentle slap. It's pretty wet. She tilted her head.
God, Alicia, you have to move on from this chicken finger thing.
She tilted her head back, crying out. But his big palm was there to capture the sound. And you know what? You know what we have at the vegan restaurant near me?
What?
Hearts of Palm.
Lobster rolls? Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
We had Hearts of Palm lobster rolls once. They were really good.
So it's that. And so he gave her, it was vegan chicken all along.
Oh, right. And he slapped her, his Hearts of Palm into her mouth.
Yeah. And that's, and that works for me because I was having some real, like, moral qualms about this passage.
And the fact that they're covered in piss is fine with you, too, or?
That's fine. Her breath came in shallow gasps, and she stared into his dark, merciless eyes. Do you like this kind of spanking, too?
Yes.
Yeah. And so she did.
And great.
Yeah, we
consider that.
One. Yeah.
That's PG.
Yep.
We forgot to include a nipple.
Bowdler would be. Oh, and she took a nipple out.
Yeah, she had one nipple out.
Yeah. They both had a nipple out the whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty sexy. Yeah.
On their, on the end of their globes.
Yeah, Bowdler would be Proudler, is what we say at the end of these.
Oh, do we?
No, we did once.
Yeah. Great. That's two prude dudes.
Yeah.
Speaking of penises.
Okay.
I wanted to run a passage by you because I think it's sort of it's a segment.
Yeah.
But it's a little bit of a update.
Okay.
And it's called Jack and Tanner. Fashion geniuses.
Why you ain't got no shoes on? Girl, no. All them sweaters.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Mm-hmm.
At one point, we had quite a bit of confusion and conversation around this particular bit of fashion.
Yes.
And now Alicia has helpfully expanded the definition to help us kind of hone in on what this is.
Okay.
Confusingly, I think you maybe bought one.
Yeah, I think I know what you're talking about.
I think,
yeah. Get me one.
Yeah, you miswore it, if this passage is any indication.
Okay. This is where we say the fashion in the books.
Yeah. Yeah. He wanted to close his eyes from the potent picture she made, her body tight and toned, dressed in black leather pants. Mm-hmm. Where did one even find black leather pants? Leather store, idiot.
Yeah,
leather store. A long-sleeved, low-cut, gauzy top.
Okay.
Her fingers danced over his fly, unbuttoning his placket, letting his cock jut out.
Okay.
So.
Okay. So he's.
Did we talk about plackets before?
We have in the past talked about plackets. It's come up. And
we didn't
somebody
really
sent
know
me
what
one.
It was. They sent you a lacy placket, right?
Someone sent me a placket.
And you wore it on your torso.
I wore it
like
on my
shirt.
Torso, yeah. And that must have been wrong.
You did it wrong because apparently it does allow for access to the meatus.
Yeah. A placket is like a pleasurable jacket.
Pleasure jacket.
It's a pleasure jacket.
Oh, for your penis.
And that's
or maybe
what,
it's a penis jacket. And oh, that's, no, that, then we're not counting
no, that
for
would
the
be a lacket.
Yeah, and that would be a packet.
A packet.
Right.
But I think that's if it's a pleasure jacket.
Maybe it's a penis leisure jacket.
It's a penis leisure jacket. It's a leisure jacket for your wanger.
It's like walking a dog. I don't know if any of you know, any of you non-penis havers know this, but
and,
you gotta
or
kinda let it out
walkers.
And like, yeah, you gotta let it out to just sort of like get some air every
yeah.
now and then.
But you don't want it to catch its death.
Leisure.
Of cold.
Right.
And so you would
right.
give it a leisure jacket.
Right.
Yes, and that's what a placket is, and we should know that.
Do you still have your placket?
I still got my placket, yeah.
Okay.
I don't wear it that often, but I do have it.
I think just workshop it, you know,
yeah.
later tonight when we're done.
I've been wearing it wrong.
See if you can figure out how to get,
yeah.
you know, get it on in the way that this book makes it clear it needs to be worn.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's it. That's fashion geniuses. Now the world building around plackets has expanded a
yeah.
little bit.
So we know what it is now. It's a penis leisure jacket. The PL stands for penis leisure, and then the acket is what you... It's the suffix of a jacket.
Right.
Yeah. And that's
how synonyms work.
How words work. We are almost out of time, but we've got to do our burns. We try to find burns in the book, and it's a little segment that we like to call our... And it's when we do our burns. And did you find a burn in this book? Here's the thing I'll say about Alicia Ray. I loved her book. It's very sexy. It's very fun. I like these characters. She does deserve compassion. He does deserve compassion. They find each other. They find compassion. They find love. It's good. Yep. It's uplifting. Yep. But she doesn't do a lot of burns.
The ending was so nice.
It was nice.
It almost made me tear up.
Yeah.
There's some familial,
mm-hmm.
patriarchal, warm bonding and love.
Yeah, it's very
that I
sweet.
Found very nice.
Very sweet.
In between the sex scenes.
Mm-hmm.
But you're going to say that she's not much of a burn artist.
She's not a burn artist, no.
That's what you're going to accuse her of,
that's
right?
What I'm going to accuse her of, yeah.
Right.
I got one. I have one. I do have one.
I have two, and I have two passages that are the same burn.
Okay.
I'll let you go first.
Okay. Here's my burn. Here's the one burn I can find in this book. And I had to look hard. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
How are you getting more muscular every time I see you? She asked with a touch of annoyance.
You gonna ask? Are you gonna start your burn, or are you just gonna keep asking me questions?
I haven't been able to sleep. I've been working out. Her shallow first reaction. Keep doing that. She hooked her stool with her ankle.
What?
she pooped a little bit.
Yeah.
She hooked her stool with her ankle. It's not sexy. There's no way to do that.
It's not like a sexy poop.
It sounds like she's.
It's one of those rare non-sexy poops.
To make it sexy, but it doesn't.
Yeah.
Whatever. Anyway, moving on. She hooked her stool with her ankle and kicked it closer to the chair. Then adjusted his seat so he was reclining. Maybe try some warm milk. I'm trying to sleep, not vomit.
Oh, it's okay. So it's
a burn on warm milk.
Oh, I thought it was a burn on like non-vegans.
No, it's a burn on warm milk. And
yeah,
Miles would appreciate that.
Yeah, Miles would. He did appreciate it the other day when he drank some warm milk and it made him.
So that's the one burn in this book.
In my red room.
One burn in the book, and it's on warm milk.
There's two other burns, Jack, and they're on the same object.
Yeah,
her fingers. Ghosted over his hip bone. This is part of that earlier
talked
branding
about it. So when
exercise
they're doing the butterfly. Yeah.
No, it's not the butterfly part. It's the pinheads.
Okay, pinheads. Yeah.
Yeah. Her fingers ghosted over his hip bones. Is she a ghost? Because that's also
ghost.
The second time that something
she's
done is being described as ghostly.
She's a ghost.
Her fingers ghosted over his hip bones. Do you know what my favorite part of your body is? She mused
pinheads.
With a dreamy air.
Pinheads.
And. He says, are you holding it?
Oh, yeah.
And she says, no, baby. So that's a burn on his penis. I'm sorry. Let's take a step back. She was holding his penis at the time.
Most of the book, you can assume that.
Yeah. So burn on his penis.
Yeah.
And then kind of hopping back a little bit here. Here's one.
Mm-hmm.
His brain knew this was going to end poorly. For the good of everyone who depended on him, the best course of action was to go home and get a hold of these wayward thoughts and irrational emotions. That is not the best course of action. Let me do that in sort of a more...
Try to be a little sexier with it?
This is the voice of his penis, so one second.
Okay. Okay.
That is not the book.
Let me try it one more time.
Yeah, try to channel it.
That is not the best course of action,
his boner argued, drowning out the rational part of his brain.
Sounds like a goblin from Harry Potter.
I was channeling Crypt Keeper.
Okay, yeah.
He and Livy would screw tonight, and then they would mosey on with their lives, happy and satisfied the pattern of their behavior had been fulfilled. Fool. His penis was a fool. That's another burn on his penis.
Yeah, fucking this poor guy. Can't catch a break.
Yeah, no one likes this guy's penis.
Nobody likes this guy's penis, and that's the moral of the story. Also, you do deserve compassion.
Jackie, we're rocketing towards the climax of this book,
or
this episode.
Yeah.
Our friend Joel.
Oh, yeah.
Longtime friend of yours. Actually, kind of longtime friend of mine.
Longtime friend of yours now. Devoted listener of the show.
Yes, yes, yes. Always has listened through every iteration of the show. You play D&D with him every week.
Yeah.
You played with him last night.
Yeah.
He made a request
that
I want to honor because he is our friend.
Yeah.
He asked you to ask me if we would be so kind as to describe how
to give a boner rating to the book.
He wants a boner rating, right?
Yeah.
Do you want to really quickly just kind of figure out what the rating
mechanism
is?
What's the boner scale?
What's the boner scale? I think we need like 1 through 5, and I don't know if we want to say like one boner
fuck you.
To 5 boner.
I'm going
to
say fuck you on that because I hate, this is like a pet peeve of mine. 5 is not enough. Like I find this on Goodreads where it's like, I'm giving like 5 stars to like a great fantasy book I read that I also gave to Hamlet. There's not.
What do you want, 100?
I want 10. Well, 100 is what.
Okay, but here's
does.
What I was gonna. Here's what I was gonna is recommend is that does. We come up with a different sort of like level of hardness.
Okay.
From completely flaccid to hard as a rock.
What's the
for every
the
step? Hard,
isn't
in
there
that?
A the Mohs scale for like hardness of rocks?
Oh, is there?
Yeah, I think so.
Hardness of rock scale. This will make it a lot easier.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is the Mohs scale.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that oddly
Mohs
impressive that I know
of
that?
Hardness.
That's like, I think it's a crossword clue.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So, yeah, this is 10, which is what you like.
Mm-hmm.
Talc is the lowest.
Talc. Okay.
Yeah. Diamond is the hardest.
Okay.
So we'll just say, like, I was hard as topaz this week, which is an 8.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, so.
Joel, I hope that's helpful.
Yeah, I was as hard as topaz this week. 8, it's from Marinsk, Russia, 5 centimeters across.
Yep.
Seaman Museum.
Also, same.
Yeah. So.
Across.
We'll check in on that. Yeah. We'll check in on that every week and just kind of give you our Mohs scale of hardness rating of the book.
Yeah. It was a very sexy one. It's the sexiest book we've read. Do you agree? 100%.
Oh, by far.
The sexiest book.
I mean, especially coming off last week where we read like an unsexy book.
Yeah. I mean,
where they forgot to put any sex scenes in.
There's one, but yeah.
Yeah.
Very sexy. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today. I'd like to thank you, Tanner, so very much for bearing with me.
You're welcome.
I'd like to thank the Sexbots. And again, that's not what
we'll
we call you.
We'll
and we're
going
to call you something else. But in the interim, we do have to say something. And what it is that I'd like to thank you so very much for bearing with us. I do love and kiss you every day. And Tanner, can you check the notes? Does it say all the time and all throughout every day?
Let me check. Yes.
Yeah. All the time and all throughout every single day.
Yep. Says that right here in my notes.
I would like to remind everybody to please, we're doing the Sweet Valley Twins now. And
yeah,
it's
on Patreon.
So much fun on Patreon. It's patreon.com/BSCC podcast.
Yep.
It's good. And
those girls are just as mean.
They're so
at
mean.
11 as they are at
yeah.
17.
And it's just $5 a month. It's a great way to support the show. If you'd like to support our show in another way, you can go to bit.ly/rattlesnakejake.
Rattlesnakejake. Yeah.
And throw us a few bucks, however much you like. 69 cents, that's fine.
$69. Yeah.
And it's a way to keep us going, cover our costs, keep us in business here. So Tanner's unemployed now.
We should invent a new sex number because I feel like 69 has really run its course.
Yeah.
And I think the world's ready for a new sex number.
Well, maybe it's 999.
Oh, yeah. And that would just be 3 people spooning. Yes.
We'll work on it. I would like everybody to please go and join our Facebook group. It's called Baby Nation on Facebook. Everyone's nice and good in there. And rate and review our show on Apple Podcasts. You must. bit.ly/BSCC merch is where you can find our merch. All that remains is for me to say that this week we did indeed read a novel. The novel, of course, that we read was called Hate to Want You by Alicia Rye. Next week, we're going to be reading a novel called The Price of Salt by Patricia Highsmith.
Yeah, we have to go with the classic.
And it's
the
romance
book, the movie
Carol
is based on.
Is based on. All that remains is for me to say that this week I have been Jack Alexander Shepherd. And Tanner, I hope
my name is Tanner Greenring, and I take it upon myself every week to find our outro within the pages of these books, Jack.
Mm-hmm.
And I found it this week.
Great. Read us out.
Our fingers were busy and hard at work, our leather pants unzipped, just enough to let ourselves play.
And that's what the podcast is all about.
We might be childhood friends and I might drive you around the bend, but I'm sure it's crazy kids to work it out in the end. I might kiss you on the lips despite your nose, but I guess that's how it goes. Let's keep falling in love with our strange bedfellows.
Jeff has just texted me.
What is Sarah up to?
Should I say what it is?
Yeah.
I'll tell you. It's precious.
What did she say? She said, you left all your...
She texted me an image. I'll text it to you.
Okay.
It's not sexy.
Oh, okay.
I mean, kind of depends.
Oh, look at what happened to Joan. Is Joan okay?
With Joan Nicone.
Joan Nicone.
My friend Joan is Joan Nicone.
Joan is hungrily looking at what appears to be vegan Swedish meatballs and mac and cheese and some kind of other... Is that two different kinds of mac and cheese?
So we ordered vegan soul food. It must have just arrived. And Joan eats people food. Bless her.
Yeah.
Joan's the kitten.
Yeah.
The new kitten. And she tries to eat your food off your plate. And I'm sure she's very excited about this vegan soul food because it's like mac and cheese and like black-eyed peas and stuff that normal cats don't eat. But Joan, it's like right in her sweet spot.
Right.
But she's got a big cone on her head.
She has a cone on. Did you finally get her spayed?
She was spayed this week, and she, poor precious angel, is walking around with a cone on her head. It's cute and sad.
Can we talk about animal genitals for a second? Because, sorry, that wasn't a, that was a rhetorical question.
Oh, okay.
Be very